This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a guest that was on my show back on February 1st, and I told you then you should buy the stock. I thought it was undervalued. We're going to talk about the changes they made. We're talking no other than Optium Cyber Systems. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol OCSY. And with us today is George "The Rock" Rutherford. He's the president and CEO of the company. George, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me on again, Everett. It's been a real pleasure the last time to be able to talk to you again, tell you all the exciting things that have been happening at Optium Cyber. And when I say that, I mean a lot more than just having the ability to analyze and identify and address cybersecurity vulnerabilities.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, how have things developed since the last time that we talked about your proprietary process on the last show back in February?
Well, the fact that it's transferable to any environment, you know, we're right now moving like a runaway freight train. As far as our stock, when you said we were undervalued last time we talked, I think we were at like 0001 when you said that. Right now we're trading between 6 and 12 cents, but we just got the PE report back, which says our value is at 74 cents. But the stock, it really should be trading at about a quarter already, but as I said, we're growing about as fast as we can hire more cybersecurity certified engineers, because we're now in revenue and showing profits for last quarter.
Well, let's talk about that. Since the last time we talked, you did a new corporate website. Maybe you could bring us up to speed to that, and also your defense contract that you guys just signed.
We have as far as I was saying that since we have no toxic debt. And right now, with only 52 million shares out there, our earnings per share right now is about 5 cents a share, or half a cent a share right now. And but since the public float's less than 5 million shares, it that grows exponentially. I know that when we talked before in the last interview, we were talking about that we had launched a specialized consulting to address the Spectra and Meltdown vulnerabilities in the healthcare industry, you know, protecting them from the cyber threats. But with the ability to customize our skill sets, we've now moved into the oil and gas sector with custom programs, and involved, because of our new advisory board member, Mike Russell, who's the chairman of the American Petroleum Institute here in Houston, which is the largest. It's the largest not only in the world, but I know Mike was just elected for his fifth term as the chairman of the American Petroleum Institute here in Houston. But we've been in talks with groups now out of Saudi Arabia, wanting to form a partnership or a joint venture to launch a program for them, and also from one of the largest companies in Saudi. We're already in the final stages of the service agreement.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Is that the EMC new contract?
I'm not sure what I can say. I can't, you know, but it is one of the EMTs, yes.
Okay.
The new contract that we're doing here is here in Texas. Also, came out of the oil, and it's they're a billion-dollar firm here in Texas. But it's been a great association bringing the people from, you know, if you look at our board of directors, our advisory board, and with General Beasley and Dr. Lear and with the guys from the Anderson Group, the chairman, Mark, and the insurance people. Things are just going, like, as I said, as fast as we can. We had a call last week from a cryptocurrency group, and we are, if you notice on our on the new website, which is www.optimumcyber.com, you can go through all the different news and all the different areas in there that we have done and have been up to, and keeping the fact in mind that it's a developing product all the time. We are constantly in development of new product that's patentable, that can be used to us. We're in the middle of working with several shipping and defense contractors, especially, you know, I don't know if you remember, about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks, the federal government issued an order that's going to require all the defense contractors to provide their cybersecurity programs on any new jobs that they want to bid on. So we're starting to really develop in that arena. Primarily, we're chasing good engineers that we can train right now so that we can take on more and bigger industries and clients. So, and we're still in that. We have a couple of contracts now already with the mortgage industry and with the insurance. I think I might have mentioned that one of the larger insurance companies that does the errors and omissions for the boards of directors, that they now, through talks with us, are about to change their policy to read that before they'll issue, they have to have OCS come in and do an audit, CVA, a cyber vulnerability assessment.
My guest today is Rock Rutherford. He is the president of Optimum Cyber Systems. Trade on the OTC markets, OCSY. And what I really like about this company, they have developed a proprietary process to analyze and then identify cybersecurity vulnerabilities in critical corporate IT infrastructures. Unless you've been under a rock, I don't know if my listeners know this, but, and you can validate this, Rock, a lot of these cyber hackers are holding hostage small government entities and municipalities, saying, if you don't pay us, we're not going to unrelease the virus that's on your computer. Have you come across any of that?
As a matter of fact, we have. We've had even as far down as a couple of pretty good-sized law firms where the hackers have come in. That's, you know, when we were talking about the fact of, you know, that's malware.
Right.
That what you're referring to is what we call ransomware.
Yes.
And where they come in and they actually take over. And there was a medical, the Methodist center here in Texas was held hostage for, had to pay with Bitcoin. The FBI said, well, don't do it. And, of course, the hospital, they had to go do it because of the fact that they had surgeries and, you know, they were looking at, you know, billions of dollars worth of lawsuits for people that would die if they didn't. So they happened to have the right contacts, got hold of them, and they paid the ransom. It took them 4 hours, and they had to put several surgeries off, and which has led to several lawsuits for them. So ransomware, it's out there everywhere. It's trying to explain to people that you may already be hacked, and you don't know you're hacked.
That's
because
true.
They're just, as you say, they're laying in the bushes just waiting for the right opportunity. And whether it's, if it's got anything proprietary involved in it, I mean, think of, even though we're working in defense and in the oil industry and the insurance and shipping, and there's so many other businesses and law offices that could be, cases can just be wiped out, and which have been, you know, spent millions of dollars. patent. The one that came to us for help was a patent attorney. All of their records were taken.
That's amazing.
And so it's everyone is absolutely is guilty of being innocent, I guess is the best way to say it. It's like with our blockchain. Blockchain, people don't, you know, you can go on our site and read a lot more about it and help yourself understand it. But even with the best, and blockchain just means that it's like I do a transaction with you and only you and I know it. And once both ends are encrypted together,
right,
then supposedly no one can get to it. That's really not true. It's normally true, but not always, because even one little miscode by a programmer can cause a tremendous amount of vulnerability for these guys. That's what they do. That's their profession. They're like, we call them the black hats, and we're the white hats. So, in Texas, that's how they call them.
Hey, Rock, let me ask you this while I got you on the line and everything. Two points. If I wanted to use your service, how would I get in touch with you and your company? And all two, if I'm listening to this interview, why should I go out there and buy your stock?
Well, the first thing is you can go to our website and go to contact. That's www.optimumcyber.com. Then go to contact. And pick out, you know, choose your industries or questions, and call the office and or send us an email, and someone will be right back with you. As far as the second part of your question is that people they go out and they hire someone to do what we refer to as a managed security servicing program, an MSSP. Unfortunately, that normally does not, if they have not started off clean, there are things hidden within that. So that's where OCSI comes in so quickly, because the first thing we do with our cyber vulnerability assessment is we come in and we audit what has happened and what's inside there. And with our technology, we can audit and we can find the guys hiding in the bushes. But again, IT people are scared to death of Optimum Cyber because they think we're there to steal their job. And they're out telling the, you know, their CEOs and their that, oh no, man, we don't need them. We've got it covered. We handle this every month. We do this, we do that. We have yet to do even test cases where we haven't found a tremendous amount of ill will already planted within the systems themselves. We give their client a report, written report back. If it's as bad as some of them are, then they can hire us to be their managed service provider, security service provider, with our program, our MSSP, after we've done the audit, after the cyber vulnerability assessment. The audit's completed. They then get to make the decision, because we're not tied to anyone. This is our product, and or it's the skill set of using other products from companies. For example, if you're a Dell guy and Dell sold you a service contract, well, we get calls constantly on the other side from Dell people wanting us to come out and find out why Dell can't fix something. And they build, as fast as you can build a firewall, that's about how fast the hacker can find it and get through it. So there's so much to do.
I want to appreciate you coming on the show today. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Rock, it's always a pleasure to have you on my show. Take a look at this company. I like it. I think they're at the very early stage of growth. That's OCSY, undervalued here. Rock, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Please come back in 30 to 40 days and give us an update.
I'll be more than happy to. Thanks for having me. You have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.